5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast with your host, Steven Martinez, aka Mega Man. This is episode 286. I want to say everyone's been looking for it. It's been months since I did. You guys are waiting for this. You guys are asking for this. The Mega Man's Life. Now, before I start this episode, a lot of people want to know, what is the Mega Man's Life? Back when I had the podcast, it was called the Mega Man's Podcast. And I really wanted people to really understand, not Mega Man, but who is Steven Martinez all about? Because we live in a social media world where we don't make the time and effort to get to know each other. Because we're so busy on our phones, and whatever people, he or she posts, we just go by that. But no one makes the time and effort to really sit down and really understand us. But with podcasts, I really wanted to open up and always be 100 of what's really going on with my life. It's not for the gossip. It's not for the cheese man stuff. It's for you guys and ladies to really understand who I am as a person. So with the Mega Man's Life, there's a whole bunch of episodes. You have to find them. I just talk about how I was back then when I was young until now. And a lot of people always say those episodes of the Mega Man's Life is very inspiring because the hardcore listeners, they seen my journey. They listen whatever I talked about, the journey I've been through, or even with social media, or even if I see them in public. And I came a long way, and I always say this, podcast saved my life. It conquered my anxiety. It conquered my depression. It conquered my stuttering. It conquered me being antisocial. But with also what I got from podcasts is to really understand people inside and out. Observe, watch, and listen. And that's what I do. And there's one thing, boy, this is a big one. I've been trying so hard because I'm Hispanic. And there's one thing about us, we just go by emotions and without thinking. And to me, I want to think before I say something I'm going to regret. There's always people always saying, hey, you say something, you can't take it back. Yeah, I get it. But sometimes in a way, our biggest haters are our own people. So with these episodes of the Mega Man's Life, I just want you guys, ladies, to really understand me. And if you have any questions or anything, you know what you can do. You can slide through my DMs on the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast. I like to have a one-on-one conversation and everything. But if you're going to be just trolling, talking shit and all that, then you're going to get a block. I just want to have a conversation. So again, the Mega Man's Life, these episodes, I just want you guys and ladies, or even podcast listeners around the world, I just want you guys, once again, just to understand who I am as a person before you make your judgment or you make your assumptions about me, about my life or what I do. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been showing me love. My birthday was on June 9th. It's just, man, turning the big 4-3. I'm a boomer. I'm an old fart. But at the same time, I'm still learning, just having a good time. I think with this age now, it's all about like just learning a lot, you know, experience. I'm trying to be like George Lopez. Remember, I like to have a lot of experience in life. And excuse me, I just had a beer. And I just want to understand and just want to see things through. And man, I'll be honest, I came a long way. I've been doing podcasts for almost 6 years. And man, there's a lot of times, guys and ladies, I wanted to quit the podcast. And I always say that, like, I'm like, here we go, Mega Man's regurgitating. But it's the honest truth. I just man, just by thinking about it, I don't even know what to say of how many people's lives that I change, and also helping people, you know, not be in that funk when it comes to anxiety, depression, or even having suicidal thoughts, and not knowing you're making people happy around the world, and even to you know, two fallen soldiers who were in the front lines, you know, Ukrainian soldiers were listening to my podcast, and you know, they're not here no more because you know, situations happened, and you know, when they're going against the Russians. But you never know who's going to be hearing you. You never know who's going to be watching you. So you just give your all. And sometimes I like to look and see what type of listeners who are actually really listening to my podcast. And man, it's a lot. It's a lot. And there's one thing, you know, I do get emotional because, you know, again, there would have been times I would have quit, but for some kind of reason, you know, I got to keep on moving. I got to keep on going and just trying to build the podcast organically. So I just want to say thank you to everyone. Rest in peace to the two fallen soldiers fighting the front line against the Russians from the Ukrainian side. Also, shout outs to all the people from Ireland, South Africa, Nigeria, also in the UK, Argentina, Mexico, the United States, Hawaii, in Fiji, and man, just Alaska. I didn't even know I had listeners from Alaska hearing me, but it's awesome. But you know, pretty much in a way, I've just been really, really busy with life. You know, just really taking care of my son Alexander. It's an everyday process taking care of him, and that's one of the things. It's been kind of affecting certain things in my life, but you know what? A father's love is a father's love. And I remember back then I used to go hardcore doing podcasts, but now I only do podcasts maybe about 3 times a month. Just put some good content, but my focus right now is with my kids. I just been so focused on my son's graduation. Gavin, he just graduated on Friday. Again, spending time more, just watching my son Alexander. I got to spend more time with my son Emiliano, but I just, there's some personal things I have to take care of first. And also, trying to figure out a way to, you know, spend time and see my daughter. I haven't seen for a couple years. So Luna, I just want to tell you that your daddy loves you. You are not forgotten. I'm just taking care of some personal things, but I will see you soon. And also, just again, you know, this, I see a lot of people just living life and all, but to me, I'm just more focused on what's really going to happen this year for 2023, but also in 2024, of what's going on with the economic crisis that, you know, our economy is at $33 trillion down the hole. And sometimes I think and wonder, you know, where's that money going to? Is it helping out the community? Is it helping out the cities? Is it for mental health? Is it for schools? Is it, you know, to clean up the cities? I just need to know where our money's going, because, you know, I did an episode with King Mexico, and we're talking about like $33 trillion, huh? So I was doing the math, and I was like thinking like, wow, that's going to take 70,000 years just to pay off that debt. So for example, if we have kids and your kids grow up and have kids and those kids grow up and have kids and kids, it will take a very long time just to pay that off. So let's be frank, guys and ladies, you know, we're slaves to the economy. I don't believe that we really live in a United States. We live in a corporation, and all the corporations in the United States are going to vote to be like, hey, you're going to be our president and you're going to take control, and we're going to let you know what to say, what not to say. We're going to pay you. And this is where a lot of things are going on. And I just been doing a lot of research, and I don't know if you know, but a couple months back, my page got restricted, for 3 months. And I think in a way like, oh, you know, Steven, you know, Mega Man's posting all this fake information and all that stuff. I've been pushing out facts. I've been doing research, and you know, there's a lot of people who can back me up. I don't see anyone stay up 24/7 to do research, because we're living in a society, but also in a social media world, where we don't give a fuck about what you say. We want to see proof. We want to see facts. You always gotta back yourself with facts these days. And that's why, in a way, because of me, I've been going hard in the paint with my beliefs. You know, there's a people who run their mouths, but they're compulsive liars. Where's your proof? I want to see. I'm not going to believe someone. If someone tells me, oh, this is what's going on, okay, send me some proof, send me some information, let me do some research. Like, oh, okay. Because that's one thing about me, guys and ladies. I love learning. Because back then when I was little, I used to get D's and F's in history and literature and geography, just everything. I just didn't want to learn, because I felt like, in a way, with the schools, they program you to be more nationalist. They program you not to save money. They program you, hey, this is what you do when you have credit card. This is what really happened in history. They don't tell you that stuff. But now with social media, it's in there. And that's why, in a way, I'm trying to learn so much information as I can, because what's really going on is that they're passing a law called the Restrict Act Law. And they are weeding out all the conspiracies, all the facts and all that stuff, because they use TikTok as a scapegoat. Oh, yeah, this is what's going on and stuff. But not knowing, if you read the fine lines and you do research about the Restrict Act Law, it's for not TikTok, it's for all social medias, including TikTok. But they make it more like, oh, it's China and this. No, there's a lot of things. And the reason why they're doing the Restrict Act Law, because they're trying to do whatever they can to, if anyone's posting the truth, you can find them, you can arrest them or anything, because the Twitter leaks, who was on that list? Where's the money going? The child trafficking, you know, the Congress, the corruption. You're finding a lot of stuff out, like about the corruption in Ukraine and also Russia with these deals. And it's all coming out with the whistleblowers from FBI, but also this new whistleblower, what was going on. His name is David Krush, you know, talking about, you know, all these UFO sightings and all. And what you see now, and a lot of people got me, you know, were sending me this video, and I was like, what? And I thought it was CGI. I thought it was Project Bluebeam. It just really depends, but it looks real. And, you know, I send this out to certain people. I'm not going to mention these people, but they're legit people. And it's like, what do you think about this? And they said, Steven, Mega Man, it's fact. People are going to tell you, oh, it's not true and this, whatever. But look what's going on. All this weird stuff is going on. They're all coming out. People talk about it's a fake alien invasion. It's a false flag. Is it the left doing it just to get people scared? I mean, there's a lot of things. And, you know, this is the thing about our government. They hide a lot of things from us that they don't want us to know. There's a lot of advanced technology. There's artifacts, there's certain things that they just don't want us to know, where they just don't give a fuck about us because we are expendable. And right now, a lot of people are not even talking about this. We have right now, we're too overpopulated, and they're trying to figure out what can we do to have a decrease of population. Trying to get people scared. You know, it's just a lot. It's sometimes, in a way, when I do a lot of research and go into these rabbit holes, it's very overwhelming. But I feel like there are aliens among us. You know, you got the giants, you know, you got the Umanakis. There's close to maybe about 24 different types of alien species that look like aliens, humans, gray people. They're all living among us. I mean, if you really think about it, you know, I always tell people, why are you seeing all this stuff coming out? There's underground bases. You know, there's certain areas in caves or top secret facilities that they have entrance to, you know, to go to a hollow earth. You can go to inner earth, going from all the way on top to get to hollow earth or outer earth. But there's just a lot of things. And that's what I've just been doing. Like, what the heck's going on? Then all these trafficking. And then it's crazy. Then you hear stories of Mel Gibson's going to do a documentary about the Hollywood, you know, child trafficking. I mean, and also we haven't even heard anything what's going on with Nick Cannon about the Dr. Sebi documentary, because a lot of people don't even know this. I was doing a live, and people are like, man, this is deep, man. I thought we were going to talk about some boring ass shit from Mega Man, but this is fucking deep. So check this out, everyone. And this is not even a conspiracy. It's legit. I'll say this. Big Brother is watching me, watching everything that I do and hearing everything that I say. I know there's certain podcasters or certain people that think like, oh, I don't give a fuck, I'm just going to say. And all of a sudden, they change their opinion. They change their mindset. You know what? I'm good. Yeah, because they're scared. They're scared of certain things. They want us to be silent, but I'm going to speak up. You know, a lot of people always say, hey, Mega Man, be careful. But hey, you know what? I feel like I have a task. And I want all you guys and ladies to really wake up from your matrix. There's a lot of shady things that the government's doing. And this is one of the Restrict the Act laws they're trying to pass to not have anyone figure out what's really going on with our country and the world. And they don't want us to know the truth. And if you do post the stuff, you know, you would be arrested, you know, and you'd be in prison for 20 years. And there's a hefty fine for close to $1 million. And I think in 5 to maybe 9 years, the government's going to take control of all social media, and they're going to erase all the history stuff, everything. It's going to be like the Great Reset. That's why right now the government is really aiming for Twitter. Twitter is something where, you know, it's a free speech, and there's a lot of things that we don't know about that Elon Musk has of what going on with the Twitter files, you know, from the Biden's laptop, and you know, pretty much in the way of the voting fraud, and it was rigged and everything, and you know, a lot of bots. I mean, just everything. And you know, we see a lot of these foreign countries are buying our resources, and they're taking our minerals of our water, farms and everything. And I'm like, who is really putting the United States up for sales? And why is Russia and China, you know, being the bullies, taking everything? So it's crazy right now. And that's one of the things where I really do a lot of research, because a couple weeks ago, I was doing a live on Instagram, and, you know, I'm not going to mention one of my huge supporters. I'm not going to mention, but he said, hey, Mega Man, hey, talk about Dr. Sebi. He's like, Dr. Sebi? He's like, okay. So I was doing a live on my iPad in my kitchen, and on my phone. I usually like to play my music on my iPhone, on my phone. So I shut it off, and I went to Rumble. Rumble's a free speech. Before I get to this Dr. Sebi story, Patreon, Spotify, Twitter, and Rumble are the only four platforms that are free speech. Everyone's leaving YouTube because it's demonetized and they just race everything. So I've been telling people, oh, I want to go start a YouTube channel. Who gives a fuck about it? They're done. Again, Patreon, Spotify, Twitter, and I think Twitter's doing something to do like their own kind of YouTube. Don't quote me, but I heard rumors about that. And Rumble. Rumble is in your face, and I love that, because back then it was DuckDuckGo, but the government took that. So those are the only four again. And I'll say it one last time. Spotify, Patreon, Twitter, and Rumble. Rumble. Let's get it ready to rumble. So Rumble, everyone. I'm telling you, boy, you're in for a treat if you go on Rumble, because that's where Mega Man podcast videos will be on Patreon, Rumble, Spotify and Twitter. So just letting you know, guys and ladies. So with the Dr. Sabi story, I was talking to someone on my iPad, and I stopped playing music on my iPhone, and I went on Rumble. Someone was telling me, Mega Man, play something about Dr. Sabi, about curing a certain kind of disease. Okay, let me go check it out. I go on Rumble. I type in Dr. Sabi cured, and I can't say the word, but I'll just say this. If you know, you know. Dr. Sabi had a cure for capital A. If you know. But if you don't, it was a big thing in the 80s. So when I was playing Dr. Sabi's video on my iPhone, both my iPad and both my iPhone was malfunctioning. It was vibrating, shaking. And my Instagram, it blurred. And on half of it, you could see my face. On the bottom, it was all black. And there was someone typing. And you could hear someone say, shut it off. And it was vibrating. I was like, what the fuck? I was paranoid. When I was on my phone, I was holding my phone trying to shut it off. The phone was vibrating and the phone shocked me. I dropped the phone and I was like, what the heck is going on? And everything went back to normal. But when I dropped my phone on the kitchen table, I heard the same thing again. Shut it off. 10 minutes later, no lie, there was two people came to my house asking for water. And there was like, that's kind of weird. Like, you're asking for water? Like, there's water everywhere. Like, you can go in the faucet. You can go get it outside and everything. But it looked really fishy. And that's when I knew, when I put it together, I was really, like, scared and paranoid. Like, yo, there's certain people watching me. Because when I woke up in the morning to take my kids to school, there was a black car. And it was following me. Then it took off. So I can just tell certain things was going on in my life for the past week or two back then. And you know, my phones would activate kind of weird. I would get these weird phone calls. I would have people following me. The stuff that I post, it was pretty scary, guys. Like the deep state, and you know, like, oh, that's not gonna happen. It's like, hey, if people in the deep state and the government and certain, you know, platforms, major platforms, like these people that you should be fucking with, they're going to know who you are. And if you have a voice, you don't know what's going to happen. They could talk to you. They could put you in jail or just anything. Because I mean, let's be frank. Let's what's going on with Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate was pretty much in a way, you know, he's getting shit because he found out what's really going on with the truth, and they're fucking with him. And that's why I feel like there's certain platforms and there's certain elites that are fucking with me. And I didn't believe it at so. I'm not going to mention what podcaster, but you know, when he addressed the certain things that he was promoting on his platform and they froze his accounts, that's what happened to me for 3 days. I don't know for him, I don't know how long, but for me, it was 3 days. And I was worried. I was worried, like, what was really going to happen. I was calling certain people and letting them know, hey, you know, just want to let you know I love you. Just whatever, anything happens, this is, keep this. You know, I was really looking out for my safety. I was really scared. And this is the thing, you know, I need to say it. I don't need people to tell me, hey, Mega Man, be quiet or you know, or stay silent. Nah, fuck that. I'm going to say what I want to say because that's what they want us to do. They want us to fight against each other when it comes to our people. But at the same time, they want us to just shut the fuck up and be silent and look the other way. I can't. I really can't. We all need to rise up and stand up because there's a lot of crazy things that's really going on with our country. And I feel like people always say, hey, how come you can't post this? How come you can't talk about that? You know, Big Brother's watching me. And the weird thing about it is every time I want to post something that's fact up, when I want to post something, it buffers. for maybe for an hour or two, because they're the AI, or they're going to hear anything, whatever I post. They want to make sure it's legit, it's not talking about certain facts, because now with this whole Restrict Act law, because I feel like it is in effect. And that's why you see a lot of you guys, ladies, like, hey, what the fuck? I just post this and it says like they're taking it down. It's false information. Who are these people that make these claims that it's false? And the reason why they're doing this for to put the Restrict Act law, because they do not want to have Trump run for president. The left is going hard. They're going hard on the fucking paint. And that's what they're doing. When we post, we want to post. It's the same thing what happened 3 years ago with this whole situation. Like, hey, let's get rid of Trump. It's the left. Black Lives Matter. LGBT. You know, if you speak against us, we're going to deactivate you. We're going to cancel you and all. That's what they're doing again. So you're seeing little by little a page is getting deleted. Or getting reported for false information. At the same time, if your page video or picture gets taken down, they can block your live. But I know my homie King Mexico. Shouts to homie King Mexico. He was telling me like, dude, they've been on my ass. You know, I can't do this. I can't do that because pretty much in a way, King Mexico he figured it out. You know, and that's one of the reasons. He was telling me a while back, you know, man, I've been getting a lot of shit, you know, because we've been doing some episodes. We took a break for like 2 weeks, got to take care of some things, but we go hard on the paint. You know, we talk about certain things, what's going on the East Coast, what's going on the West Coast. When we talk our conspiracy, we talk some legit shit. And, you know, it's really sad, but at the same time, I'm kind of happy. You know, you get a lot of, you know, views or listens. It just really depends on the episodes, but if it's getting out there, it's getting out there. But the thing is, there's other platforms are watching our episodes and taking certain stuff that we're talking about and making it like their own, like, oh, I thought of this, oh, I thought of that, but without giving us credit. But it is what it is, because when you see platforms that do that, that means they ran out of ideas. That means they're not original. They ran out of stuff to talk about. And that's just how they are. And that's one of the things I separate myself from a lot of other platforms, because they're still talking about the same thing over and over again. Around and around we go. And you shouldn't be like that. Like, you have to stand out. Be original. Have fun. But be more educational. But at the same time, know what's really going on in our country, but also what's going on with the world. We get it. We talk about our people and all that stuff. Do I feel like there's going to be unity down the road? I'll be honest with you. Who knows? But right now, probably not. Because we always, always, always bash on each other. And I'm guilty of that. And I can admit that. A lot of people don't. But you know what? I learn from my mistakes. I'll take the L's. But those L's will turn into lessons. And I do not ever want to be like that. There's so much things that I want to talk about so bad. If those people that said all that crap, but you know what? I'm not going to stoop to their level. So let them say what they want to say about me, but I'm just looking at them like, you guys and ladies, you guys, you just don't get it. You guys talking about the same thing. Be original. Talk something. But I guess in a way, we're just trying to be like, how do I put this? A lot of pages, a lot of YouTubers and podcasters, I feel like, and I've been through this in the beginning, but not now. When you get a lot of numbers, you get a lot of views, you get a lot of traffic, I'll be honest, it's addicting. And the thing is, when it's addicting, you just, okay, how am I going to top this? How am I going to top that? And I see a lot of people change. Their personalities change. They build up their ego, and they're not people no more. They care about social media. And to me, when I realized like what I saw, and when I did I was talking to someone about the documentary Netflix Social Dilemma, and I was doing a lot of research, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to be like everyone else talking about the same old thing, you know. I just want to talk about something more different, be more original, because the thing is, I don't want to be regurgitating like everyone else. What's trendy right now? Let's talk about this. Nah, man, I don't want to be at that where it's like, oh, fuck this person, or how come he's doing this, or how come he's doing that. And I don't want to be like that. I want to just talk about something different that it's not in the pond. It's out of the pond. And that's what I've been doing. I want to know what's really going on in the world, what's really going on with our government, with all these conspiracies that are turning into facts. And now with this Restrict Act law and everything, or what the government is trying to do is to erase everything. That's what I'm trying to do, is to really understand what's really going on with our country, what they're not even telling us. And I've been telling a lot of platforms, a lot of podcasters, but they just want to do it like, hey, I just want to have fun. But when I hear your guys and ladies episodes, it's boring. I'm just gonna say it like that. I'm sorry, it's fucking boring. There's a handful of podcasters. You know who you guys and ladies are. I always show you love and support, and they're educational, and it's in your face. But pretty much in a way, when it comes to Latino or Latina podcasters, I'm sorry, and I'm Latino too, or Hispanic. You can say whatever you want. You know, even if you want to say, oh, fucking Kelly Mac, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I feel like close to maybe 72, maybe 73% is just, it's a regurgitation. They talk about the same old shit. Crabs in a bucket, fuck you, beef, whatever. And it's the same old, same old. A lot of people don't grow up, and they just stick with the numbers, stick with the views, and that's pretty much, in a way, that's about it. But I just see things different where, wow, I didn't know about this. Well, fuck, man. Mega Man stepped up. He see things different. So with a lot of the other platforms, a handful of them, you got my support. I don't need to mention, but you know who you guys and ladies are. You always, I only follow the real ones, you know, like Movies on Wii. That's my homie. Flo Brown, King Mexico, man, American Cholo, Incredible Javier, Hello San Pedro, you know, Patrick O'David, you know, pretty much, but we don't smoke the same. There's a lot of the other podcasters, What Up Patna, but the list goes on and on, but there's just a handful that I like. And it's like, oh, it's very educational. I love it. But the other ones I don't, because it's like, they're just doing it for views and clouts, and they're not going to succeed. And people are going to know their tricks. So to me, I want my platform to be different from everyone else. But again, do I feel like when it comes to our people, is there going to be unification? If you can get over that hump of, you know, not being too tribal, divisions, I mean, we have to do something. Whatever differences that we have, beefs here, whatever, talk about it, end it, squash it, put it aside, and let's all unify, work together, because we have a lot of good fucking platforms, but man, dude, the fucking hate and the fucking drama is real, and I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it, and it just feels like, man, there was a podcaster from the East Coast, and this person said, Mega Man, I'm gonna be fucking 100 with you, so what? With the West Coast, you guys have all the fucking talent. Entertainment, podcasts, influencers, comedies, acting, just everything. But you guys are all bashing on each other. It's like, what the fuck? If you guys were all on the same page, showing love, everything, you guys and ladies all communicate anything, man, you could take the world by storm. And till then, you know, the saga continues. The saga fucking really continues. But you know what? It is what it is. But again, I'm just trying to look out for you guys and ladies, because, you know, I care. I have a heart, but I don't like to be taken advantage of. But I don't like to be fooled with or lied to, you know, just you be 100 with me as I be 100 with you. But the thing is, I'm just trying to do whatever I can just to have your eyes open of what's really going on in the world, because we're living in the last days. And things are getting crazy when it comes to the LGBTQ. And, you know, people say, oh, you need to talk about this or that. But the thing is, there's one thing I don't like is to push it in our face with that agenda. And I live in Long Beach. And I have friends, cousins, you know, certain people that are gay, lesbian, and trans. And they tell me, it's like, hey, Mega Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what the left is doing trying to push this gay agenda in our face, because they're not like that. But the thing is, it's the left. They're doing it for a reason. And they're changing all these laws and all that stuff. And I didn't know about this. There's some gays and lesbians and trans who are conservative. That's a first. I didn't see that. And they don't like what the left's doing. They're all wacky and shit. So pretty much in a way, you know, what they were telling me that it shouldn't be taught in school. It shouldn't be taught to little kids. They shouldn't push their agenda. They shouldn't be grooming. I think that's private, whatever you want to do that in your house, but don't push that in our kids' faces and changing all these laws. Or, well, what happens if this kid wants to have a change or he wants to be a different person? You know, the government can take your kids away. There's a rumor. I'm still looking into it. I'm going to find out and I'm going to post it. But if I do, I already know IG will take it down. They are trying to pass a law for all the 50 states to have this starting from preschool until you're a senior. It's like a very thick, big ass thick book with pronouns. And what they want to do is you have to study this, you have to understand this and all. And it's almost like it's like another SAT. And they have to know all this stuff. I don't think that's a good idea. And I feel like in a way now they're trying to pass certain laws to change the amendment of the Constitution. And like, oh, these are old laws. We're going to change everything. And they're going to put new laws. And they want to take the Christian, pretty much in the Christian Bible, Pledge of Allegiance, like all that away. And also I heard there are certain states that if you were talking to people about the Bible, about God, you can be arrested. It's crazy. It's really crazy. But it's like, man, we're living in scary times. We're living in scary times, and I can just feel the energy. Sometimes it can be good and bad. And parents, just be careful out there. Protect your kids. You need to really watch what they see on social media. It's very wicked. And they're changing certain laws because they're trying to focus what your son or daughter watches. The government is going to take your kids away no matter what. Even what's going on with the child trafficking, opening the borders, it's a free-for-all. I mean, I feel like in another 4 more years, if they don't take care of it, our country might be into a third world country. There is a lot of people that want to divide this country into 4 or 5 different parts. They want to separate. It's like, hey, well, we want to be our own country. And this is what all this propaganda, all this woke stuff, the black lies, they fucked everything. This was all staged. Everything was all staged. Everything was all fulfilled because of what was going on for those 3 years, because George Soros fucked everything all up. And that's one of the things when you see a lot of our cities or even with our states, they're all turning to like some fuck. I'm telling you, just by talking about it, I get so heated, but it's so at the same time overwhelming and sad. Like, it's not the same no more. You know, people, when you talk to certain people, everyone's walking on eggshells. Oh, if I say, hey, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, you didn't address me by my pronouns, you can get arrested. It's all crazy. And I just feel like it feels, man, I just feel like right now we're little by little, we're, our country is turning into a communist country. It is. I feel like it is. And there's, when you go to a lot of these certain colleges or certain cities, you know, man, the left is really hard posting all this woke, just, it's crazy. And when I do a lot of research, I find a lot of things out. This was all planned by the left. Everything was all fucked up. And now with our president, like, I don't know if that's a president or not, because he's making some stupid fucked up deals. At the same time, you know, you look in the dark web, there's videos of, you know, who, Biden, with certain kids with in the videos. And, you know, it's just sometimes I think and wonder, like, there's some evil, wicked, corrupt people in Congress. You know, maybe I'm thinking and wonder the whole situation with the Pizzagate. Oh, it's nothing. Nah, what you talking about? But that was something I heard. But I was like, well, hold up. I don't know about child trafficking. Like, what the heck's going on? Then when that situation happened with the Epstein's Island, oh my God, there are layers and layers of things that a lot of people are trying to hide or trying to go to different states or different countries because they have certain laws where they can't be touched. But it's all coming out. And the Republicans are like, they're cleaning house because they're, I mean, we got to know, where's your money going to? Where's our tax money going to? Military industrial spending, invading certain people's countries, corruption of certain laws not being passed. Our money is being pocketed by certain politicians. I mean, let's be frank. We all live in the United States. We live in a corporation. So we are a slave to the corporation. So it's, what do you see? You're going to see a lot of corporations opening up. And what they're going to do, they're going to kill the small businesses. And that's why, in a way, I get a lot of DMs from a lot of people that tell me, yo, Mega Man, is there a way possible you could help me bring some numbers and everything? It's like, hey, what's going on? Man, I'm just trying to make it, man. But they're looking for social media platforms that have a good following. It's like, yo, come over here and check this out. You know, anything, whatever they can do. And I just feel like, I think in a couple years, there are not going to be no more small businesses. Or even certain laws, once they do pass, it sucks. And a lot of people are not even really seeing the bigger picture of this new thing that's going to happen in July called FedNow. It's going to be one bank. You put all your money in, but they want to make sure how your money is being spent. But let's say, for example, if you need to pay a rent, you need to do this and all that, you have to wait a couple of days for it to be approved. But maybe in a way, you might get half of that money. I feel sorry for the ones that, because now we're going digital, there's going to be no more cash. It's going to go cashless. So now, for a lot of those small businesses or restaurants that say cash only, that means in a way they're going to go bye-bye, because now it's all going to go digital and we're going to see where the money is going to, and they're not going to make it. And IRS is trying to figure out a way to, you know, clamp down on a lot of certain things, what's going on, because, gee, our pockets are getting more emptier. So what do we have to do? Let's focus on social securities. Let's focus on the seniors' 401k. Let's take their money. Let's do this. Let's do that. Because if you really think about it, and you see in the news, why are we giving $500 million to Taiwan? Why are we giving 2.3 and another billion, another billion, another billion, another billion to Ukraine, but they're not letting us know why are you using it for? Why? So there's a lot of shady things to do. And there's also been a rumor that the reason why we're in a deficit as well, because half of that money is hush money of what would happen, what was going on in Epstein's Island. So that's something like you guys got to do your own research, but I'm making my assumptions. That's because of that as well. And there's a lot of weird things I've been hearing, because when you have Epstein's Island, there's another island right next to it. You have Joe Biden's island, and there's been rumors of submarines that they said they will lure certain kids in that submarine, and they don't want to be detected, so they will have the submarine go under the island, and there's a certain passage of the submarine that will go to Biden's island, and that's where they would do all the weird stuff. And that's why a lot of people don't know, when they open the borders, you see in San Antonio and certain areas that these certain private planes are taking certain kids, certain people to different states and all that. But they have tags. Remember this. If you see immigrants that have like tags, like colors, they are pretty much, in a way, they're in debt to any other organization, cartels, whatever slaves they are, and they send them out there. Or the secret ones, a lot of people don't know, is that there's certain military bases under the United States around the borders that they just send them over. So there, it's a shady thing. I feel like there's a certain certain countries are working together, and it's really, really crazy. And the weird thing about it is, when you see a lot of people coming from the borders, from certain like in Central America, South America, or Mexico, a lot of these people are coming or leaving from certain countries that communism is going to spread. Look what's going on in Venezuela. I mean, you're hearing rumors of there's Chinese military bases and everything in Mexico, Central America, Brazil, and all that, but also in Canada. So I feel like what they're trying to do, they're focusing everything around the United States, because we might have a possible foreign invasion. And a lot of people are like, yeah, right, it's not going to happen. Expect the unexpected. I would not be surprised if there's going to be a real Red Dawn. You might laugh about it. You might think I'm crazy. But when this shit hits the fan, you better fucking protect yourself. Because I see a lot of people leaving California to go to third world countries where, you know, everything's all cheaper, it's safe. They're trying to not be around the war because that's what I see. They're making certain passages China to go to Florida and everything. They're making their roads. So there's a lot of things that's going on. And I feel sometimes I think and wonder, did our fucking country sell us out? Like, I want to know, like, Rothschilds, like, what's going on with our country? Did you make a deal or something? Did you put the United States up for sale? I mean, who knows? But that's why, in a way, like, certain people are just getting whacked out left and right. And that's what I feel sometimes, you know, when certain people say, hey, check out this, check out that. I'm going to do my research. But man, it's a lot to handle. And that's what I feel when the social media throws everything in our face. This is what's going on. 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 It's very overwhelming for us. And we cannot sleep thinking, like, what if, what if, what if? Because they're changing this laws. They're changing this. That's why, in a way, you have to really know what's really going on when you watch the C-SPAN, what's going on with the colleges, you know, or the parents going to these meetings for elementary, junior high, and high school. You need to know what's going on with your community. You need to know what's going on with your city and your state. Man, you have to speak up. You cannot be silenced. The left, the certain agendas, they want you to be. They say, if you post this, we're going to shame you, cancel you, get you fired and this, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Oh, you want to silence me? So you mean to tell me you want me to speak more louder? People, fucking do it. I'm telling you, speak up. Because if you don't, they're going to just run over this fucking country and we don't have a fucking chance. And I think there are some people that wanted me to address something. And I'm not going to be like every other YouTuber. I'm not going to be like every other podcaster. But I will say this. Gil from American Cellos is a good person. And I don't need to address the situations, what's going on, because I know a lot of things. But I don't need to address it, because I'll be like them as well. But Gil from America Cello is a good person. He helped me out. I see things different. You may not agree with them. You may agree with them. But you know what? He's in your face. He has a heart. He's going to keep it 100. He's professional. He knows how to speak. And he pushes out facts. And I don't give a care what you guys say about him, this, or, I don't give a fuck. Gil's a good person. I respect him. And I would not speak on him like every other YouTuber or podcaster does just to get the views and clout. Because people who do that, you guys and ladies are the fucking weasels. You are the fucking rats. Oh, I got your back. No, don't address it. And you know what? I'm not going to be like them. So I would not address any situation with Gil from American Cholo or even with Rodian Radio as well, because I moved on from that. I don't need to. I moved on. If you guys want to address it, that's on you. But you know what? It is what it is. Right now, my main focus is pushing out my message of what's really going on with our country. And we need to unite and do whatever we can, because if not, it'll be too late. And this whole thing with this LGBTQ and China and Russia, then the corruption, the Congress, I have to talk about it. So pretty much in a way, again, whatever differences you guys have with Gil or Birding Radio, that's on you guys. But to me, I'm kind of over it. I don't need that type of stuff, because I'm not going to be like everyone else just talking shit about them. I won't. So I'm not going to address anything. So Birding Radio, best of luck to you. Gil from American Cholo, keep on doing what you're doing, brother. I got your back. And keep on being a voice for our people, because who else is going to be like that? And you guys always say, oh, he's not the voice of the people, but at least he's getting out there. At least he's pushing out facts. I mean, who else is going to do that? So he could be the voice of the people. But to me, with my platform, I just want to put out a good episode, and I just want let people know, hey, this is what's going on. Just be on the lookout. So Gil, I love you. Keep on doing what you're doing. So, and before I go on to break, because I need a little beer break, people, you have to watch the movie Flaming Hot. The Hot Cheeto movie. I'm going to tell you something. I seen it with my own eyes. I saw six cholos cry at a movie theater at AMC movie theater in Burbank. Shouts to Cindy. We went, and I'm telling you, that movie was so emotional. I cried. I was like, I love you, Dad. But it was a really good movie. It's a very inspirational. And you got to think like a CEO, He was trying to work hard. He was trying to get that love from his father. He was trying to, him and his wife and his kids try to survive just to make it. He had an idea. He got a job. He wanted to save the Frito-Lay company. He had an idea, think like a CEO. And that's what he did. And I watched it three times. But man, scale from 1 to 10, I give it like a 9. It's a really good movie. And the whole family can watch it, but it's really good. But I will tell you, after you're done watching the movie, you'd be like, let's go to the store. I need some Flaming Hot Cheetos. But shout outs to Eva Longoria, the director. You did a good job. Shout outs to the whole cast. Shout outs to Richard, the founder, and his wife and the kids. But it was a good movie. Ooh, that's a good beer. Oh, we back? What's up, everyone? So right now I'm drinking a Rogue's Honey Kush 5%. But I want to give a huge shout out to Southgate Real Talks for hooking Mega Man up. The beers are delicious, homeboy. And keep on listening to those episodes. It's going to get good. You know what I'm talking about. If you know, you know. I want to talk about something really quick, because I'm not going to spend 2 hours on this. There's two genders, male and female. That's it. Okay. I don't agree with these pronouns, grooming. Don't push it in my face. Oh, you got to talk to me in a certain way. Get the fuck out of here with that. So again, there's only two genders, male and female. That's it. I don't want to hear your explanations. I don't want to hear this. I want to hear that. Oh, I went to college, or I went to biology. I know science. No. Just stop. Just fucking stop. That's why, in a way, I get scared to take my kids to college, because when you see parents that take their kids into a certain college that's woke, they have a before and after picture, and a lot of the kids are being brainwashed by woke agenda. They're being taught by woke professors, and I do not want to waste my money taking my kids to a college that's woke and they're going to fuck up their head. I don't need that type of shit. So again, male and female, and fuck all that woke shit. I'm tired of all that shit. Oh, oppressed and this. Like, man, you guys are just fucking crybabies. All you do is talk shit. You can't have a conversation. You always yell, scream. And a bunch of crybabies. It's a fucking, it's crybaby land. That's how I see it as. So I don't like that crap. I don't like this new thing that they're trying to push, because what happened with Bud Light, Target, Dodgers, any other corporations about this thing called CEI, which is Corporate Equality Index. And it was made from BlackRock CEO to check our behaviors, check our tone, being the best behavior, because of the, if you know, you know, the social credit score is actually true. And this is all because of George Soros. And now George Soros is getting old, that he took his empire and now he gave it to his son. Now here, you take over now to weaken our country. And there's just a lot of people that don't like what's really going on with our country. They really want to disband it. And I just don't know why we can't really speak our mind. You know, free speech. I'm going to say what I want to say. Don't be scared to be shamed, canceled, you know, get fired from your job. And I know I said it on the first segment, but speak up. Because if you don't speak up, you know, our country's doomed. And you're seeing all this stuff coming at you in our face, but we're living in crazy times. And I don't like what's going on with these certain agendas. And, you know, they're going after certain people. And I know pretty much in the way that there is a presidential elections next year, and they're trying to do whatever they can to have Trump in jail. A lot of people don't love him, and a lot of people like him, and a lot of people despise him. Trump is Trump. You know, he's that black sheep. He's going to play hardball, but if he does, you know, if he does get acquitted, if he does run for president and takes over, who knows? Who knows how everything's going to be? But, I mean, it's the left, you know, they're really fucking everything up. And, you know, the FBI, you know, what's going on with the whistleblowers. A lot of shady stuff. And I feel like you just, you know, you need a clean house. You need a clean house. And that's what I just feel like right now. It's like, man, if I was to vote next year, would my vote count? Or there's going to be certain people inside changing certain things to change the voting? Because the truth is all coming out that there was election fraud, you know, what was going on with Biden and Trump. I mean, pretty much in a way, Biden didn't win. It was Trump, but they did some shady ass stuff, and they're really focusing on getting rid of Trump. But what about Biden? What about Fauci? What about Bush? What about Obama? What about Michael? Oh, his wife. What about the Clinton family? Shouldn't they be in jail for what they did? You know, killing close to 3 to 5 million people in third world countries with drones and deporting and all that stuff. I mean, they were doing some shady ass shit. But this is the thing, and I want you guys to really understand. There is a documentary, but it's about 5 to 6 hours. You have to find it on Rumble. Shout out to the homie Ryan Dawson. He did a documentary called The Empire Unmasked. Again, The Empire Unmasked talks about, it goes the United States with their corruption. It goes back to the banana wars. I mean, there's a lot of shady stuff, and there's a lot of top secret operation this, operation that I'd never heard of. I was like, let me look into this. Like, but you can't find it on Wikipedia. You can't find it on the web. You can't even find certain things on the dark web with certain top secret operation. But when I saw that documentary, man, it changed my opinion, man. I mean, like, again, I mean, pretty much in a way, you know, our Congress and our president are just getting bought out by corporations, and they do a lot of bribes. But I just feel like right now, it's like when you see certain people, certain agendas, I mean, everyone's going after Tulsi Gabbard, you know, she's speaking the truth. At first, when I started hearing stories about, like, what is this? Like, she wants to kind of, like, monopoly, like, you know, when a company pretty much in a way monopolizes everything. That's what she was doing, because with Facebook and Instagram were trying to buy all these social medias so it can be just like one. Like, for example, like if the UFC was buying Pride FC, then this organization, this, there only can be one. That's how Tulsi Gabbard was really talking about. But man, she really opened my eyes on a lot of things. And I was really, really weak talking about political stuff or what's really going on. But now with the social media, man, they just throw it in your face. I mean, everything's all coming out. And that's why, in a way, they're trying to pass certain laws, restrict act laws, and to figure out a way to get rid of certain people, whack them, deactivate them, cancel them, anything, or have any dirty work on them, so the Republicans won't win. But who knows? I mean, who do you want to vote for, the left or for the right? I mean, who knows? Maybe they could be playing with each other and we don't know who. Maybe they already have picked their president who's gonna win presidency, and they're just like, hey, you're gonna vote, but would our vote count? There's a lot of weird things I've been hearing about. That's why I can't really say too much on certain things, because I still have to do my research. Because there's one thing, I want facts, nothing but facts. But the thing is, I can't post certain things because, you know, they're out to get me, and because I see things different. And that's one of the things I hate about social media. It's, we can't really say what we want to say. We can't really speak our minds. And I don't like that. I like to hear other people's opinions, if it's good or bad. But at the same time, you know, it's really sad if, you know, if we're pushing an agenda and it's actual facts, and all of a sudden certain things get taken down. And that's where I'm thinking, like, okay, fact check this, fact check that, false information. So to me, I kind of step back from all that stuff about the conspiracies, because I was getting flagged left and right, but it was the real truth. But you know, it is what it is. But there's a lot of things I like to do, you know, research on. A lot of people don't know, but I'm doing a documentary, seeing some documentaries on YouTube, but also I saw a movie called Kill the Messenger of Gary Webb, who was a news reporter for the San Jose Mercury, and exposed what was going on with the CIA, you know, selling drugs to South Central, but also to certain cities, to use those monies to buy guns and send them to the contrabands, because, you know, what was going on in Nicaragua, it was some shady ass stuff. And, you know, they killed him. You know, people say, oh, Gary Webb, he committed suicide, but he got shot in the head 2 times. Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. But I also heard stories that, you know, they were pushing their drugs into the harbor area in certain cities, but also to Wilmington, California. So I'm going to be doing an episode about that, but also I'm going to be checking out a lot of documentaries, because I want to get my stories facts. And if you guys want to check something out, Gary Webb did, I think he did a book, but it was on the internet, and it was called Dark Alliance. Check that out. But also, this is one, it's really big, and this is where Big Brother doesn't want me to do this episode about the life of Dr. Sabi. And I got a couple of death threats, and there were some serious ones. But, you know, a lot of people, this is pretty sad. A lot of people who follow me when I post any Dr. Sabies, I say, hey, Megan, man, just let you know, I follow you, I fuck with you, I listen to your podcast, but if you post anything Dr. Sabi, I'm going to report you. Then why the fuck are you following my page then and just reporting certain things? And everyone has their own agenda. Oh, he's a fraud. Oh, he's this and all. But the thing is, you know, Dr. Sabi, he cured a lot of people. And you can believe me not, but you can do your own research. But, you know, he found cures for HIV, AIDS, cancer, sickle cell, certain other diseases, even with autism. And it's just something where it's like, man, it's like we need to know these things. But in a way, you know, if pretty much, you know, Big Pharma don't like certain things, like if people are trying to do a, not have a you know, a middle person and just go straight to the source, Big Pharma don't like that because it makes their pockets a little bit more light. So I feel like they took him out. I feel like they poisoned him. And and was in Honduras, in a Honduras jail. And it was pretty messed up. So I'm going to be doing, I want to be doing a episode about that as well. But there's been a lot of conspiracies because a lot of people always talk about, you think it's true about those aliens in Vegas? Possibility, because this is the thing. You got to know in Las Vegas, there's certain things that are weird because a lot of people don't know, you know, in Area 51, you know, there's a, I don't know what area around there, one of the militaries, that they have an entrance that will take you straight to Hollow Earth. It's pretty trippy. Or, you know, people always talks about, like, have people, what's going on in Antarctica? Well, people are just are fed up over here, which were known as unknown lands. So that's why, in a way, Russia pulled out of the treaty with Antarctica. It's like, man, fuck all this shit, you know, we're out. Because people are just fed up and people want to get out of this known lands, and they want to go to another civilization. They want to go to another continent. So if you look it up, you know, William Morris, Burlington, you know, the Summer of Gates, where the Summer of Gates opened up every summer for 2 to maybe 3 weeks tops. Because when the sun hits the ice, that they have, they say that the ice will surround our continent where we're at, which is the known lands. When the ice hits, when the sun hits the ice, when it melts, it forms major gaps. When it forms major gaps, a lot of weird things coming in and out, advanced civilizations, people coming in, who, the rich people are, you know, they got clearance to go to another civilization in a different continent. But I just feel like they don't want us to get out because they're using us as slaves. And you hear stories of back in the 16s to maybe the early 1900s, you know, people going back and forth, you know, and you always hear stories of, you know, the Mayas, the Incas, the Aztecs, they would, you know, be like, man, we got to get out of here. There's too many wars. I even heard crazy rumors that there was a lot of giants in North America, South America, and they were killing a lot of the people. They were eating them. And when once the Spaniards came, and, you know, this is, we don't know if this is true or not. I'm just saying that when the Spaniards were, you know, coming to us, to these South America countries, you know, they were on their conquest. They were killing a lot of people, sacrifice. So a lot of the people were like, we're out. And so they worship the sun, and the sun will guide them. So a lot of them, they just went in a certain time, you know, because they had the old maps and they know what time to go. And they followed the sun, and the sun took them to Antarctica, and there was a gap open. And a lot of our people went past the ice wall, and they settled in the Ancestor Republic or even the Iron Republic. But those are stories, but is it true? Is it not? I believe it is. I believe there is. I believe that there's more civilizations, because sometimes when I do a lot of research, what if, because there's about 4 to maybe 5 openings around our continents in the known lands that you can get out. But it just really depends, because if you want to start over, you can start over. But now with the government, with the technology and all that stuff, I mean, you hear there was a rumor that there was a ship voyaging in a certain time and a certain date in the summer, and he was going straight past the ice wall, and the radar detected, and they blew up that ship. And there were some people in there, but they just wanted to escape the known lands and settle in a different continent. But I just feel like we can't leave. And there's only close to about maybe 200 to maybe 100 people that can control the world. You know, you got to have that bloodline, and it goes all the way back to the Umanakis. So if you have that Umanaki blood, I mean, pretty much in a way, they're living among us. They're underground, they're here. But if you have that bloodline, and it goes all the way back to maybe 400,000 years, and, you know, but those certain 200 to maybe 100 families, they have that bloodline. So they're the most richest people in the world, and we're slaves to them, because these certain families own a lot of these continents, own a lot of countries. So who knows? Only time can tell, but it is what it is. Because I know a lot of people are asking, man, maybe when you can put another conspiracy episode, but there's a lot of, I can't really say. I like to keep you guys and ladies on your toes, but good things to come. Someone was telling me, why you always say, oh, that person's a clout chaser, that person's a clout chaser? Well, the thing is, I notice there's people that, you know, want to come on my podcast, but you can tell they're just clout chasers. They're just doing it for clout. And it doesn't work like that. And I know, I'm not going to mention who, but there's a couple people that wanted to come on, and it's like, nah, I'm good. It's like, why? Because you're a clout chaser. You know, they, you know, like, oh, fuck you. Like, it's true. Look what you're posting. Look who you are. Why are you burning bridges? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? It's like, you're not really settling. You're just trying to go here. And I don't want to be affiliated with any clout chasers. That's why, because of that, I think 2 years ago, I stopped bringing certain people on, because that's what they were, clout chasers. Because I had to change a lot of things on my platform. And now what my podcast is invitation only. I only want to bring 2 people on a month. And I always do 2 solo episodes, because I want good, genuine people. Everyone wants to bring this major person on, or this person on, or this person on. I just want to bring someone just to have a good conversation with. Who they are, he or she, and how they conduct themselves, and what did they bring to the table? Because I rarely follow people, but if your page and who you are as a person interests me, gets me intrigued, like, it's gonna, like, whoa, wow, I like this person. He or she's not talking about it, being about it, but it's inspiring. It's like, wow, you always want to surround yourself with nothing but positive and good people. And I want to give a shout out to American Cholo. I want to give a shout out to Long Beach Carlos. I want to give a shout out to Cindy. I want to give a shout out to Commitment Soldier and his wife. I want to give a shout out to Brown, King Mexico, Flo. And I, the list goes on, but I'm learning from these people as they're learning from me. And each person that I build a relationship, who I talk to and all, I'm learning something that's going to make me a better man, a better future husband, a better father, a better person, a better podcaster. Be more professional. Don't go by emotions. Go with your brain. I'm learning all that stuff because my father didn't taught me that stuff. I was self-taught. So I'm learning from all you guys and ladies. So I just want to say thank you, because if it wasn't for you guys and ladies, I wouldn't be who I am today. But again, I'm just, there's always something new every day with me. I'm always learning something new. And I just want to say I love you guys and ladies, but I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. I'm going to do my best. And sometimes in a way, you know, I have my flaws, but I'm not perfect. But there's one thing I'm always willing to learn from each other. And I just want to be a better person. You know, some people, it really hurts my heart. I don't want to say some people. I want to say a lot of people that they're just stuck in their old ways and they never mature. And it just really breaks my heart. Like, man, there's people who just way past that. And when you look at them now, they're the same old, same old. And that's what I feel when the 3 years of the lockdowns, this was the only time to really check our ego, check our tone, and really check what we're doing wrong. So it would be like, you know what? This was the only time to do something right. I want to stop this cycle and I want to start a new cycle and a new beginning. And that's what I'm doing. And a lot of people, you should have took advantage of that, but you didn't. I feel like when the lockdowns happened, we were so together. I mean, we weed out a lot of people who were like, wow, your true colors came out. But at the same time, you build a lot of relationships. But when everything slowly started coming back to norm, the people just pretty much in a way, they forgot everything what they learned and went back to their old ways and they got way worse. And because of that, I cannot support, I cannot fuck with those people ever again. I mean, there was a lot of people who I helped in the beginning build relationships with. But when ego, envy, jealousy comes into play and you have people in your ear, oh, he's this or she's that and all and the rumors, it kind of divides us and we're separated. And that's why in a way, I want to say something too. And I have to address this. I have to say this. It's really fucked up, but I'm not surprised. And to that person, you know who you are because you owe me $25 because I called it. I called it. So I always hear West Coast Graffiti always running his mouth. And I know Mega Man, I know you guys, you know, you're always going to say, oh, here we go. Let me tell you something. You know, I moved on. You know, it is what it is. I'm going to say what I want to say. But, you know, West Coast, you always be a clout chaser. You always be a piece of shit. I don't give a care who you are. And I think a lot of people don't even know this. About like a couple weeks ago, there was an art event in Wilmington. And I went with my friend Cindy. And we were just, you know, watching the show. And I was watching Spanish Fi, my homie Johnny D, and his homie perform. And I saw West Coast Graffiti there. So if you said all that shit on your channel and all that stuff, and we're 10 feet away, you see me, shouldn't you be a fucking man and address that shit? But when you saw me and you're right there and I was by myself waiting for you to say shit to me, you're with your homie, what did you do? You looked at me, you were like, oh, fuck. And you went further, camera, try to avoid me. And I had to leave because my friend had to go to work. And I come back because I didn't want to miss, you know, there are certain people performing. Then I heard a lot of people was like telling me, like, after you left, you know, I guess West Coast Graffiti, you were running your mouth like you always do. Fuck him, piece of shit. Well, doesn't that make you look like a bitch now? Because you say all that stuff on YouTube and you had your fucking moment to address that and you did it. What the fuck? That makes you more like a pussy. It makes you more like a bitch. You know? That's why all this fucking YouTube, all the social media talking shit, like, it's funny. Because in reality, they're not going to do shit. Oh, I have family and this. Expect the unexpected because there are certain people are not going to be like that. They're going to come up to you and do shit. It's crazy out there because there are certain people that don't have nothing to lose. But for you, West Coast, just move on, okay? If you have a problem, you have my number, you want to talk about it, whatever. But if you be like, oh, I can't stand this guy, I can't stand this. Evil attracts evil. And that's how you are. You're not a good person. You're a clout chaser. You like to get the gossip and news. You are not the best podcaster in Long Beach. And everyone, I want you guys and ladies to understand this. When you go to West Coast Graffiti's channel, when he says best podcaster in Long Beach, that's not him addressing, like, I'm the best. He did that for a reason, because he likes to be on my nuts. He likes how my dick tastes like. He's jealous. He's envying all that stuff. So he's putting a gimmick just to get views and numbers. Just like tacos and workout. That's just how they are. It's just a gimmick. Because they want to be like me. But they can't. Because everyone all knows who's the best podcaster in Long Beach. And that's Long Beach Social Experiment. You can't go wrong. If you really consider yourself as the best, a lot of people in Long Beach don't even know who the fuck you are. You're just big on YouTube or whatever. But if you say you're the best podcaster, you only have about, 40 episodes out of my 1,300? You're not the best. You're not. You didn't put in the work. You didn't got no rewards. You don't know the people like I do in Long Beach. You don't know anything. So everyone, just want to let you guys and ladies know, this guy had his chance. He blew it. But he's going to still keep on running his mouth. But eventually, you know, we know the same people. We're going to go to events, you know. That's just how it is. I mean, he'll do anything for views and numbers. And that's one of the things he does. He wants views and numbers. And he's not original. He does reaction videos, or he talks about this, talk about what's going on. But he doesn't really go deep on certain things like how I do or anyone else. So to me, I'm sorry, West Coast, but you got to go back to the drawing board. And I wouldn't be surprised if he gets his whole page deleted, because I heard this motherfucker says so much shit, and his page, I hear, always get demonetized. He always talks about, man, I gotta chill out. Oh, man, I just don't want to lose this page. If I lose this page, I'm done, whatever. Who gives a fuck? That's one of the reasons why I'll never do a YouTube. There's just evil people out there, and that's why, in a way, I regret fucking with this person. I regret doing an episode, because I felt when I did an episode and he took it down, he was a crybaby bitch. The motherfucker was drunk. Oh, hey, Mega Man, pretty much in a way, your life might be in threat like anyone else's. This motherfucker said, I have a green light. He was all drunk from whatever click. Then he goes on my DMs and say, hey, don't worry about me. And I was just drunk. I was faded. Don't worry about that shit. Like it was nothing. Like he's played it off. That, to me, it was already in my brain. But when I heard stories like, you never should have done that episode, that's where everything just went spiral. And I don't give a care. He says, oh, I got receipts, this, whatever. You're just a piece of shit. You're just a piece of shit. And that's what you do. Clouts, clouts, clouts. And to me, it's like, it is what it is. But to me, you're not even a fucking man. You're just a straight punk. And you had your chance at that event to address what you had to say, and you did it. But you go around, when I'm gone, to all the people talking shit, man, you make yourself like 100 times more like a fucking bitch. So West Coast, you can go fuck yourself, and I don't give a care. Oh, but you said this, Mega Man, and this. But this type of person, people, you need to be careful. There's weasels out there. There's snakes. There's people that wear masks. They do it for a reason. You gotta be careful who you fuck with, because it can come back and bite you in the ass. And that's how they are. There are certain people that have certain platforms, or they work for certain podcasters to get the scoop on you and this, whatever. Knowing what I know now, I don't fuck with these types of people. And that's why you always have to be professional at the same time. Be careful of who you fuck with. And if they say, well, you said something like that, Mega Man, but you can't take it back, I don't give a fuck. I don't say, oh, hey, I said it, I can't take it back. I said it is what it is. But what you said to me, oh, you can't take it back. Oh, don't worry about it. Yeah, you have a green light from a certain click that I don't know what happened, but you put me and a lot of other guests that came to your house in harm's way. You're a bitch. You're an asshole. And that's why, in a way, a lot of people don't want to fuck with you. Maybe if they do, maybe if they don't. But I think in a way, what are you getting from this platform? You guys want the cheese band drama? That there it is right there. West Coast Graffiti. I don't want to be around those types of people. But again, you had your shot to talk to me and you fucking pussied out. So, and with that guy, fuck that guy, but he ain't the best podcast in Long Beach. I'm not going to waste my energy on that guy. He wants to be like me. I don't want to be like him. He wants to be like me. That's why, in a way, envious, jealousy comes into play, because I'm building my platform. I'm building my podcast and my people organically, and he doesn't like it. So it bothers him. I'm everywhere. You're going to see my fucking face, West Coast, so get used to it. All right? I'm doing it organically. So there's a lot of people that don't fuck with you. But hey, you always talk your shit. But it is what it is. But you're not even a fucking man. So go fuck yourself. Anyways, with that fucking bitch guy. People are always saying like, hey, what's your hustle? What's your fucking grind? Just take it one day at a time. Just get out there. Go fucking get it. Don't worry what he or she said. You just focus on the price. That's what I've been doing. Always learning. Not being what I was just talking about with this person. That's one of the things I hate doing. But I have to address that person because this person keeps on running his mouth. But hey, it is what it is. But you don't want to be certain. You don't want to be around certain people that's going to give you negative energy. That right, that person who I just, mentioned, that's some fucked up energy, some bad juju energy. And you can't be around people like that. You know. And I had certain people that tell me, did you feel his energy? Say, fuck yeah, it was bad. It was really fucking bad. So you just have to look out for your safety. Be careful with the people that you bring into your circle. Always keep it 100. Always keep it professional. Fuck the naysayers have to say. Fuck what people have to say. You be you. Because sooner or later, people are going to fuck with you no matter what. You know, if it's good and bad, who gives a fuck? But you be you. And that's one of the things. What I've been trying to do is to surround myself with nothing but good fucking people. Good positive people. You can still be yourself. You could talk your shit, but kind of tone it down. But think with your mind and not with your emotions. But with that person, I had to go by my emotions because enough was enough. But I don't need to address that person anymore, because the bigger prize is leaving a legacy, you know, being there for the community, being there for the people, you know, and that's what you want to do. You want to build everything organically. And that's what I've been doing. I've just been really focusing on spending my time with my family, you know, learning about my community of Long Beach, what's really going on with the world. Just a lot, because, man, I'm telling you, this podcast game, it's hard. And there's levels to this. And to me, I want to be the best podcaster, but I want to do it organically. And that's hard to do. People want to, you got to have the views and numbers and this, but just every day, get out there, show your face, you know, introduce yourself, you know, talk to people face to face and not on the phone, on the DMs, but introduce yourself. And that's what I've been doing. I won't mention who, but there was a podcast like, man, we're bigger on social media, but no one knows us in public. It's like, see, that's your problem. And I told them, I've been telling you this when you had me on your show, and you're telling me what your guys are going through right now, and it's already been fucking 4 years. You got to get out there in the community. Show your face. Fuck social media. Show your face. And that's what I've been doing. You always want to go to certain events. You always want to meet the right types of people, but you got to get out there. You got to get out there. People want to do podcast tours, or you're like, oh, I want to do a podcast and talk about this and bring a lot of people. That's cool and all, but you know, but with me, it's like, I wish I had the time to do that, but I'm just way too busy because, you know, building my podcast into a platform, that's what I want. And I already had about 16 to maybe 17 podcast networks and maybe two other networks I'm not going to mention, because one of them had a shady ass deal. I was like, fuck this shit. Just bet on yourself. You know, I don't want to be in a network, because it feels like
if you're going to be on a certain network, you got to see the paperwork. Are you going to get paid? Are they going to keep your episodes? What's going to happen if things fall out? You know, there's things like that. So that's why, in a way, I don't want to be in a network, because in a way it makes them look desperate. Like, you want me on for what? Because you're having a hard time getting views and numbers and clouts. So you're going to try to, you know, sucker me in or say something more inspirational to say yes and put me in a contract. Now I'm stuck. And now you have all my episodes. You have everything. Get the fuck out of here with that crap. That's why, in a way, just bet on yourself, everyone. Be careful. There are some shady fucking podcast networks, and there's some shady people who will do anything just to take your people away or take your views or anything. So just be careful with that, everyone. And I want to say something too. People, don't be scared. Just speak up louder. I know our country right now is all fucked up and social media, and people are scared to say what they want to say, but just don't be scared. Speak up. Just speak up, because if you don't, man, it's, you can't say certain things like you used to anymore, but it is what it is. But with anything, what's going on in your lives with this agenda, you know, you got to speak up. You got to protect your kids. You know, you got to speak up of what's going on with your community, with your city, what's going on with Congress, what's going on with your schools, what's going on with the world. You know, talk to senators and all that stuff. You know, speak up, because when you have a voice, but at the same time, you have your camera to, you know, video everything, you know, they're going to be like, oh, shit. Because it's out there. You're going to exploit them. And it's going to be where it's going to go viral. So you have a voice, but always video everything. I'm just telling you, just to back it up. Just to back whatever happens. And that's why I want to give a shout out to Ryan and South Central Audit. Those guys are for the fucking people. They're to support the street vendors. They support a lot of people. And there's a lot of other activists as well. I wish I can say their names, but there's some that I can't because I want to protect them. But they're out there helping the community. They're out there to let people know what's really going on with our community. And I can never do that. But you know what? They're doing a good job, and they're letting people know, hey, this is what's going on with the police department. This is what's going on with the city. This is what's going on with the health inspectors. This is going on here and here and here. Man, open my eyes on a lot of things. So shout outs to them. And there's one last thing I want to talk about. Lately, I have been really focused on building my relationship with my father. It's a very big deal. And my mom as well. It's a day-to-day. But I feel, you know, now that my parents are getting older and I feel like they're reaching out to me, I feel like they want to, they want that love back. They want to talk to me. Maybe they feel like in reality, you cannot be stubborn. You can't be prideful. You know, they feel like, you know, I miss my son. And that's how I feel like with my mom and my dad. I feel like they see me grown. And I remember they used to be hard on me. You know, I was a fuck up. I'm a loser. You're never going to make it. But, you know, I'm not doing all that stuff. You know, I'm holding my own. Doing the best I can, raising my kids. But at the same time, you know, I'm keeping my mental state on check. You know, I still do podcasts. I love doing it. It just keeps me on check. I love what I do. I love meeting people. It's just something where I should have been doing this years ago. But hey, I love what I do. And that's why, in a way, it's like I don't care what people think. Like how I just said, I'm the best podcast in Long Beach. Because to me, it's like, I'm not the one saying that. It's the people who listen that tells me that. not me. You know, it's the people that you build relationships with. They listen to you for years. You are the best podcaster in Long Beach. I'm not just saying that. They're saying that to me. Because the people are going to know. The people are going to speak. Your podcast listeners, they're going to tell you in your face, this is what you're doing wrong. This is what you're doing right. So to me, I just want to build my show organically. Where everyone's trying so hard to be something that they're not. And they think like, oh, I'm going to get money or get views and clouts. I never been about that. I never been about views, clouts, or traffic and all that. I just wanted to put a really good episode just for you guys and ladies just to get to know who I am as a person and just to understand me or bring certain people on so I can understand them as well and just have a good conversation. That's what I love doing, just having a good conversation. That's it. So everyone, you're entitled to your own opinion. I said what I said, but you make your judgment, but I'm going to keep on pushing forward, keep on putting nothing but good podcast episodes, bring nothing but very good people. And also, I want to do some educational episodes as well. I want to give a shout out to the homie Flo and Brown. Those guys helped me out. King Mexico helped me out. Movies on Weed, you know, there's even an episode, Emo Brown, you know, he does his own thing. There's some episodes I may not agree with, and there's some episodes I do agree with, or even with We Don't Smoke the Same, you know, XG, you know, and Ease On, they put some good episodes in. They're doing it, man. They're doing it. And that's the thing, man. You're going to find your niche of what type of podcast you want to listen to. But my ear just, I want to listen to a lot of different things. I don't want to listen to just to one. I want to expand. I want to explore because there's probably close to 150 million different types of podcasts. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of good ones, but there's going to be a lot of like fucked up ones. And there's going to be a lot of certain podcasts that they're going to brainwash your mind to hate on each other, bashing each other. And that's what I feel that these certain platforms that I was listening to, it kind of left something bad in me to brainwash my mind to really bash and hate on my own people. And because of that, I cannot support a lot of platforms. I can't. Because they're not bringing anything to the table. I'm not being educated. All they're doing is bashing, talking shit and all that. And what I get from these channels, they have that kind of fucking energy that it's latched onto me. And I'm going to start hating myself. I'm going to start being evil. I'm going to start being mad. I'm going to start being talking shit. So I don't need to be around those types of platforms. And that's why in a way, little by little, it's slowly fading away to the point I'm better off doing me. I don't want to be in a group. I don't want to be in a division or a tribal. I'm better by myself. I'm a maverick. I'm a zebra. I do what I want. I don't want to be in a podcast network. I just want to be me. And that's it. And that's what I'm doing. And it's taking time. But it's getting there. But when you have the right people in your ear, some good, good people, I'm going to listen to them more. And I'm just going to slowly, slowly keep on doing nothing but good things. And that's what I've been doing. So I just want to say, Long Beach Carlos, Brown, Flo, King Mexico, American Cholo, Ease On, XG, you're funny as fuck. You know, Charlie Kirk, you know, Joe Rogan, David Goggins, Andrew Tate's the big must, Patrick O'David. I mean, Andrew Tate's the fucking man. Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. I'm just love learning and learning and learning. But man, I just, like I said, I just want you guys and ladies to really understand me. And I just want to be, the best person I can be. And I just want to leave a really, really good legacy for you guys and ladies to remember me, but also for my kids as well, because, you know, I came a long way. I came a very, very long way. And, You know, I'm 43. Man, I'm turning the big 43. And I'm like, fuck, man. My fat ass, man. Old fart fucking boomer. What is this guy going to teach me? But you know what? I love my life. Man, you never know what you're going to get when you're with Mega Man. You can go through your good times, the bad times, your ugly times. But man, what a ride. What a fucking ride. The big 4-3. Damn. Big 4-3. Who knows? I'm probably going to be still doing podcasts still. But you know what? I fucking love it. I love it. I just want my kids, when they grow up and when they hear these episodes, I just want my kids to really understand me. Really know, like, this is how my dad was. This is what he's thinking. And now it makes sense. And also to everyone as well, because, again, and I'll say this one last time, I just want you guys and ladies to really understand who I am as a person. That's it. All right. Other than that, I hope you like this episode. Please rate, review on Apple Podcasts. Also leave some stars or leave a comment on Spotify as well. You can follow me on Instagram at the Lombie Social Experiment Podcast. Someone was telling me, hey, can I follow you on my personal on your personal page? Yeah, if you want. It's MegaMan6980 on Instagram, but I only follow one because my private life and my personal page is just, it's just basic, you know, but pretty much in a way, I'm more active on the Lombie Social Experiment. But you can follow me on both pages as well. And, you know, Twitter, I have to fix that up. And also Patreon, Rumble and all. But yeah, good things to come on the Lombie Social Experiment Podcast. And once again, I love you guys and ladies. And thank you for all the birthday wishes. Until next time. And also live life and enjoy your week. All right. Mega Man's out.